Kyle, what a terrific show that was. I genuinely mean it.
It was a good show. I feel like it wasn't my A game, but it was a good show.
Really? I thought, yeah, I was like, oh shit, we're both on our A game today.
No, I felt I stumbled too much and I didn't get my thoughts across as clearly and concisely as much as I would like to.
Do you think it was also, the Hogwarts Legacy stuff? Because well, I can tell you right here right now, you crushed it.
Oh, thank you. I hope I explained everything how I felt.
Yeah.
In a coherent manner, I guess.
I know I didn't. That's why I went back. You could kind of see I reworded my argument and did it in a 30 seconds or less. So I'm going to go back and edit that portion because I know I talked in a circle. The biggest quirk I have is when I say something I know I already said a week or two ago, that haunts me for weeks.
Fair.
So I was like, I know I made the same point a week ago. That bothers me, so I'm going to take that part out. And it's now going to sound way better. And again, Santa Claus is real. He's not fake. Who would say if Santa's fake? Monster would. Not me, and I'm not that monster. Mm-mm. Who would say the Easter Bunny's fake? Not me. That bunny shits out eggs for Jesus Christ, puts it down on your doorstep. Tooth Fairy? Come on. Who else is taking all those teeth and collecting them and putting them in the vial? A perfect stranger that comes down your chimney with magical wings.
Can I break from this awful tradition that you're doing?
What do you hate more? What do you hate more? Tell me now.
Let me tell you the ways. Have you seen this thing called Frame a Game on Twitter?
No.
I so desperately want one of these. It's a company that takes a game and makes it into like a billboard plaque.
Oh yes.
Where it's like the artwork and then there's the disc. I that's the thing, right? There's so many that I would love to have on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so damn expensive. Similar to the same thing of because
they're out in Great Britain, right?
I think so. There's also a company that takes apart like old hardware.
Yes.
And I would love to get the Vita one or the PSP one.
Vita, that is a must. Like that would be.
Or I think they have a PS2 one, if I remember correctly.
I would love the controllers if they can do that.
I think they do have a DualShock one.
But yeah, I would.
Those are that. Also crazy expensive.
Oh, as a kid say, bet. Oh, geez, Louise.
Hey, yeah. As the kids say, that Nintendo Direct sure happened today.
Ah, that's the thing we promised people we would cover. Nintendo Direct.
Can I say it right here, right now?
Shown, yeah.
My opinion.
Okay.
That was pretty weak.
Really?
This is the one time where I was like, not a lot that spoke to me. Other than the Game Boy section. Metroid Prime was cool. I've never played that game, so maybe.
Sure.
It's just I'm finding it really hard to pick up my Switch these days.
That's what I same here.
Rain Code I'm super excited for because it's from the Danganronpa devs and or the spiritual successor to those, and I love that franchise, so that was exciting. Advance Wars coming out, it's cool.
Well, let's go step by step.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, Zelda doesn't do much for me anyway.
Fair enough.
Cool trailer, but like I don't know.
I don't know.
They're not selling me on why I should play my Switch, and maybe that will happen once Switch 2 comes out, whenever that happens.
Yeah, I feel like, for me as a gamer, I go, PlayStation is everything, got to get my trophies. Then second would, and that's the thing, it's like, what is second? It's literally just PlayStation for me. I guess Xbox, but like that's, I really just use Game Pass to taste test, and even then I don't have Game Pass anymore. So it's just like, not sitting there. I was actually even thinking when the new PlayStation 5 redesign comes out later this year, selling my Xbox, selling my Xbox because what is the reason behind it?
Selling the Xbox. Game Pass elsewhere.
Get it? Yeah. No. Oh, because the plans that I have, selling the Xbox. Just going into just PC would be the area that I would go into, because hopefully by that time I get the killer rig so I can do all the editing for the show and everything's going to look spiffy. And then I can get a second PlayStation 5 for the TV, one where I stream, and then it's really just my Switch. I feel like I like the Switch more than my Xbox, though I play it severely less because the hardware is getting more and more dated, if that makes sense.
That's the thing. What, Switch came out, what,
2017, I believe.
It's only been 2016.
Let's see. Nintendo Squanch release.
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah, 2017. Great year for them, too. Probably their best year. Honestly.
That's wild to me. It's only been like 6 years.
They got a Mario game and they got a Zelda game. Same year. Mm-hmm. And then you got Splatoon 2, which was the best Splatoon in their peak. Okay. Let's get into this direct. Let's get into it, okay?
Yeah, let's get into it.
And the whys or why nots. Jesus Christ. Metroid Prime 4 looks so... I'm sorry, Metroid Prime.
It sure doesn't look like a remaster. It looks like way more than just a remaster.
Yeah. Glad we have that one, Kyle, on our
Metacritic.
Pikmin 4 was the first game tease. I'm not a Pikmin guy.
I'm not either.
And let me tell you something, though. I'm going to try this game out. Because I legitimately really like strategy games. And apparently, and I don't know why the video is all types of messed up here. I'm on Polygon and it's... Oh, boy. But... apparently that's what Pikmin is. It's like a strategy game. So I'm curious to test this one out. I'm curious to try it. So that one, July 21st. And I would say, yay, this is cool. This is unique. Something new for them.
Right? It's a nay for me just because it's not my style of thing.
Fair.
Even though Tinykin was pretty, like I had fun with that. And that's seriously, or pretty similarly close to what the Pikmin gameplay is.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Sombra de Amigo Party Central. This looks like is this the Parappa Rapper kind of clone looking thing? Let me see.
It's a Sega franchise. It was out previously.
Cool. See, that's the thing about these Nintendo Directs. They got some weird goddamn games that you would never see anywhere else. And it's not even like that's a Nintendo-ass game. That looks great. It's like, no, it's Samba de Amigo Party Central. Yeah.
Yeah.
Benton Kaios Remaster, or Kaios Remaster.
Not for me.
Okay, sorry.
I think it's RPGs.
It's an RPG. Looks strange. It's like... It is 3D-ish. It has 2D elements as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Fashion Dreamer. This is, if you've seen this, have you heard about this? Yeah. It's basically a fashion influencer simulator where you get scored on your best looks. Kind of like Love, Nikki, but without the absolutely nuts story. This is from the writer here. It's a new IP from Xseed, and it's coming to Nintendo Switch exclusively in 2023. Oh my God, Kyle. I can't believe you came to the show with that same top. OMG. I was like, and this is one of those, why is this here? This is
really quickly.
Yeah.
Not Switch news. Apparently Siphon Filter Dark Mirror has the trophy set that went live.
What?
So that's the PSP game.
What are we still doing here, Kyle?
So it might be coming to the classic catalog.
Okay.
Just heads up, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, and also, welcome to the Nintendo Nook. I forgot. Yeah. This is the after show, but it's now the Nintendo Nook because we're exclusively talking about Nintendo.
Let me get my cardboard.
That's right. Get your cardboard VR headsets on. Get your fitness gear and Joey Kine strapped to your legs, feet, and head, and start destroying your TVs with your Wiimotes because this is the Nintendo Nook, and you will pay the price we set. You will pay it. You will pay for online. You will pay for that online that barely works and that you'll have to hook up your phone to your Switch to your face to get it to work, and you will love it because you know that Miyamoto quote. Don't you dare let me repeat it again. We love you. Dead Cells, Return to Castlevania. Bitch. Return to Castlevania. That's how Nintendo says they love you. Love you. Bitch. Dead Cells, Return to Castlevania.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Kyle, you know what my favorite thing about... Oh, God, no, I wanted to mute it. One sec.
Twitter's also messing up big time right now because I'm trying to find the Wario list, and everything's not loading. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, this ad's driving me bonkers because we're trying to... There you go. Remember when we chose this game in our fantasy league, and then you could visually see Sean Capri get upset at Ryan Tifford?
Absolutely, yeah.
Remember that? This game sure looks do. So freaking
you're the good. Dead Cells fan.
Yeah.
I've never put more than, I think, what, an hour and a half into
sure.
the main game? Does it look like the main game just with the Castlevania spin on it, or...
No, I haven't been in with this game since the first DLC, but it looks like a good mashup of both. Like, it's okay. obviously more Dead Cells, what you know and love, but, like, enemies, new weapon types that I've never seen, all that type of stuff, so. Mm-hmm. I'm Ian. Hey, Kyle, have you ever been tricked? Tricked by a ghost?
Oh, every morning.
Yeah. This is, I think, okay, let's read this. Capcom's Ghost Trick Phantom Detective is a re-release of 2010 adventure game. It's expected out in 2023 by PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, Nintendo Switch, Windows PC via Steam. It looks like the whole mission is you're a detective, you've been killed, and maybe I think you're solving your own murder while trying to save a girl in distress, it seems like.
I guess, yeah.
Puzzly game. Wheel of Katamari reroll plus Royal Reverie.
Are you getting this from
Polygon? What? You want me to? Oh, sorry. I should.
Oh, no. I have the Wario list up. That's in order.
Oh, okay. Could you send me the Wario list? I'm so sorry. Let me get the Wario.
Oh, he didn't do it in a thread. He just did them individually.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, Pikmin 4, July 21st. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Expansion Pass. Not for us.
Right.
Samba de Amigo. We talked about Dead Cells. Fashion Dreamer. Not for us.
All right. So this is a lot of nays so far.
Tron Identity, the Mike Bithell game.
Oh!
This April.
So real talk, I was making sausage and peppers while this this is going on. So
yeah.
For half of it. Okay.
Yeah. It looks like a cool text, quote unquote text base. It's like a Telltale style story game from what it looked like.
Oh, okay, with Tron, that's awesome. All right. Yeah,
and Mike Bithell's a great dev. So
yeah, it's fantastic.
Could be it's a maybe.
We're gonna have him on the show one day.
Oh, that'd be great. I would love to talk to him about Thomas Was Alone.
Yeah, and the sequel is Thomas and His Friends.
Yeah. Then Deca Police from Level 5. It's cool to see Level 5 back, but...
Who is Level 5? What do they do?
Level 5 did the first Ni No Kuni.
Oh, that's them. Okay.
They did...
the Layton series, Fantasy Life. Okay.
One of my favorite RPGs, Rogue Galaxy from PlayStation 2.
Oh, nice.
Dark Cloud. Did. Okay. Yeah. They're very, very good at what they do. So it was cool to see them.
I love it.
And then Splatoon 3 expansion pass. Did that do anything for you, Joe?
No. Splatoon 3 has been such a bust. So disappointed in that game.
This one's actually a pretty big yeah for me. Disney Illusion Island. Dude. I love that animation and art style.
Okay, so right now we got Pikmin. That's a yay. And we got Disney Illusion Island. That's also a yay. But
I hope this comes to PlayStation because this is going to look gorgeous on my OLED.
That's what I kind of wanted on, too. It's like, well, you know what? I got the OLED Switch, but even then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Will it come on PlayStation?
I hope so. That looks like somewhat of a Rayman game with a Disney skin.
And it looks like it's only for Nintendo.
Right? Only Switch. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks very cool.
But it says debut on Switch, so assumingly it'll come out on other things down the line.
Then Fire Emblem Engage expansion pass Wave 2 out today. Not for us.
Not for us.
Octopath Traveler 2 demo out today.
Downloaded on my PlayStation.
It is also on PlayStation.
Yep.
And your progress transfers over also on PlayStation.
Right. That's right.
Ooh, that's cool. That's cool.
You can play 3 hours of each character and have that preloaded. Yeah, I know. That's a lot.
That is a lot for a demo.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
You know how many trophies are going to pop when I buy the game? 3.
Harmony and the Fall of Reverie from Don't Nod. Another game that I love the art style to. Mm-hmm. It's giving me Invincible vibes, the cartoon show.
Ooh.
It looks gorgeous. This is a yes for me.
This does look good.
Yeah.
But Don't Nod, I don't know.
Life is Strange, right?
Yeah, but they're also a little hit and miss when it comes to bugs. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you mentioned We Love Katamari Reroll Plus.
Okay.
Is out not on for June me. 2nd.
Let's stop trying to make it a thing.
The gorgeous Sea of Stars. Are you kidding me?
Yo.
Are you kidding me? August 29th, free demo out today. Is the demo also out on PlayStation or only Switch?
That's a good question.
My night is sorted.
Sea of Stars demo. PlayStation.
Well, Joe's doing that. Then was Etrian Odyssey Origins Collection. Very old school RPGs from a very beloved old school RPG series. Not really for me. Not for Joe either, I assume.
No.
Advance Wars finally coming out April 21st.
That I'm actually pretty pumped. How much is it? Do you know?
Advance Wars?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Demo's out, dude. Demo is out.
On PlayStation?
It's announced. I think it will come. Let me see. It says demo. Demo will come out to other platforms later this year. So the demo is coming out now.
Okay. No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's so good.
I can't wait to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, then Advance Wars. Have you played the original ones?
Yes, on my Advance, I believe, back in the day.
I never did, but great games. I love it.
Great games. And knowing it's Advance Wars 1 and 2, you could customize your own game. And knowing that Sean Capri was such an idiot to pick this, he's like, there's no way this comes out because he's pro-Russia. And I was just like, Sean, you should say that. That's a bad joke. But I'm going to try to deliver it anyway. Awesome. Shame on Sean. Shame on Ryan for not believing in this game. This game's going to do really stupid well. So
I hope so. I hope so.
They really painted themselves in a corner with that pick. I'm serious, because now they got to wait. They got to hold on to that bad boy, because I do think Metroid's closer than you think. And Replaced is coming out.
Yeah.
Good one, Sean. Good work on that one, bud. You did real great. Good job.
After Advance Wars, Kirby Return to Dreamland Deluxe Magalore Epilogue.
Nope.
No. Then here comes the cool stuff. Okay. Game Boy confirmed for Switch Online. Tetris, Super Mario Land 2, Link's Awakening DX, Gargoyle's Quest, Game & Watch Gallery 3, Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, Metroid 2, Warrior Land 3, and Kirby's Dream Land. You can switch between all the different versions of Game Boy, the original Game Boy.
Ooh wee!
So the ones that weren't in color actually get a color filter on.
No way! What? Yeah. I'm looking at this. Yeah. Right now.
So like the Super Mario Land 2, I'm pretty sure never had a color version of it.
So the polygon video version is all fucked up. I'm going on YouTube right now. Yo.
And then they also said coming soon in the future, Zelda Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages, the Pokemon trading card game, which I am so hyped for, and Kirby Tilt and Tumble. But all the other ones I mentioned are, I believe, available today.
Okay.
Which is cool. That's a big yay for me. What about you, Joe?
Oh, yeah. This is awesome, but I'm not going to realistically play all these games for more than 5 minutes.
No.
But Minish Cap, perhaps. But the rest of them,
Game Boy Advance was also confirmed for the expansion pack. So not the
base version.
Base one. That one includes Super Mario Advance 4. WarioWare Inc. Kuru Kuru Kurin. Mario Kart Super Circuit. Mario & Luigi SS. And Zelda Minish Cap.
Oh, that's shit, out Golden Sun
today. And then added in the future, Metroid Fusion, Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, Fire Emblem, F-Zero. And then, yeah, there was a Golden Sun one there.
Oh, yeah.
Another big great. Yay. That's great. Game, more Game Boy stuff, please. Yeah.
So, okay. So, it looks like I need to charge the Switch.
Re-up the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another reason, Metroid Prime Remastered, not only confirmed.
Bro.
Digitally out later today. Physical out February 22nd.
Let me just try to get this. Someone said, okay, Brett Medlock on Twitter writes, modern controls, amazing sound, massive graphical overhaul, quality of life improvements. Calling this simply a remaster is undervaluing this game. It's freaking stunning for a Switch game. And at 60 FPS, all for $40. Holy shit, retro. And then subtweet, I'm going to actually type in, I can't believe Sean didn't pick this in front of us. Wow. This is going to score big. This is going to be this is huge for a
hopefully
fancy
it gets
league.
A score. Hopefully
it
gets a score.
Oh, it absolutely will. Knowing how many people are jumping on this, knowing how that SEO clocks in, this is getting a review. Yeah. Definitely getting a review.
That's a tentative yes for me. Just because I don't know when I'm gonna play it because of my Switch was.
Yeah. Tentative yes for me. It's a matter of if not. I'm sorry, a matter of when than if.
When.
Depending on how good my two interviews go. I'll say that.
Fair.
I got two interviews, huh?
Yeah.
Talk a little about it later, but yeah.
Then Rain Code out June 30th. It looks like from the makers of Danganronpa, which I love.
Okay.
Another kind of mystery type of game. I'm in for this. This is a yay for me.
Mm.
Just hoping it comes to PlayStation as well, because I'll play it there. But okay. I'm excited that's a thing. You already talked about the Batten's Kaitos remaster games. Right. Fantasy Life, The Girl Who Steals Time.
Okay.
That's a no for me, dog. Then a new Professor Layton in a 10-second trailer.
Yep.
It was there and then it was gone.
A turn
saying,
and
hey,
a nod
there's
of a hat.
New one coming.
Yep.
I've never played a Professor Layton game.
Couldn't tell you if I have.
Me.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 8 Wave 4 DLC. Yep. Adding Birdo and a new course, Yoshi's.
Are we allowed to say Birdo's hot?
Absolutely, you can.
Yeah. Look at that mouth
I'm not
on Birdo.
I'm uncomfortable.
Your face made that all worth it. The way your eyes widened with, oh boy, oh no.
I mean, I love Mario Kart, so that's a yay for me, but too many expansion passes in this one direct.
Fair.
I think that was the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
So one every 10 minutes, if you want to be tactical about it.
Hot damn.
That's a lot.
Hot damn.
Then there was a montage, Minecraft Legends, April 18th. Not for me.
Does not look good. It looks really, it really doesn't. It's not showing strong.
Yeah.
I am genuinely concerned about that one.
Blanc, February 14th.
That looked beautiful.
I'm in for that one.
Black
Big
and white
time.
Cats, and, foxes. Yeah. Animals
yep,
and
yep,
they're,
yep, yep,
they're
yep.
beautifully drawn. Yeah.
April 14th, the Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection. It's a no for me.
Wee Mega Man.
Have a Nice Death, March 22nd. This is a huge yes for me.
Yeah.
This game is stunning.
It looks really good.
Can't wait.
It looks really good.
WBSCE Baseball Power Pros. Available later today. Also saw this got a PlayStation trailer on the PlayStation YouTube, so it's coming to PlayStation.
Yeah, take that, Xbox.
I'll wait for MLB The Show. Well, okay. Who knows?
This is. I heard this one's going to be the one that dethrones it.
Good luck. Disney Dreamlight Valley New Realm update, April 2023. That game's sincerely pretty great.
Oh, that's awesome. Right, the girls play it. They love it, right?
Dreamlight Valley is pretty cool. I like that a lot. Tales of Symphonia Remastered out February 17th.
Nice.
I know people love that game. That's probably a yeah for me at some point.
Okay.
And then Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Which
look, the trailer's a cool trailer. Yeah. I'm just not a Zelda person, which is shocking because I played Zelda likes and liked them. I don't know.
Yeah, that is strange. Admittedly, it wasn't a strong trailer, but that thing is going to move.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That game's mm-hmm. also going to score 100 for us fantasy critics.
Oh, yeah. The bias that Zelda has is it's palpable. Strong. Palpable. So I'll tell you what, there's three games that I'm interested in, but you're right. I think I give this direct like a C. A very average. If I'm clinging on to a remaster.
Yep.
If I'm clinging on to Zelda's
I mean,
great,
the old hardware, Pikmin, really.
Yeah, old hardware. I can't say that was a strong show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not great if you're Sean Capri, because we have Sea of Stars, right? It looks stellar. Advance Wars, stellar. Zelda looks stellar. Pikmin looks stellar. And Metroid, and it's stellar from what we've been hearing. Five, count them, five games coming out. All a hundreds.
Yeah.
Makes you think. Hey, Kyle, how you been, bruh?
I'm okay.
Yeah, right. Isn't that the serotonin you need?
That at some point later.
Yeah.
I'm just doing okay.
Fair.
I wish I can say more, but like being let go from a job has hit me way harder than I thought so.
Sure.
It's very hard for me to sit down and actually look for jobs.
Yeah.
One reason, because I don't have a car currently, so I'm sure. really only looking for remote stuff. And even then, nothing is
jumping up at
speaking
you.
Speaking to me. And I really don't want to put the time and effort into anything and everything this time around. Because back when I got the job that I worked at for a year, I was literally just applying to everything because I so desperately wanted to get out of teaching.
Same, yeah.
So whatever would take me, I would gain experience from that and then use that to eventually leave to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I just wasn't ready for that next step yet.
Fair.
So it's trying to fine-tune it and find something is way harder than I thought it was going to be.
I work per diem at my current position. There I'm working like 1 or 2 days a week. Hanging out with my good buddy. He's my best buddy. Yeah. And he made me a card. Where is it?
Oh my God, that is so sweet.
Well, as in made, like Amy definitely did it all, but like.
Oh no, that's so cool.
She's like, where do you give this card out to? And I think it was like what was it? It was like the coolest, and it was our boss. He gave the card to him. And she's like, her name's Heather. She's great. And he's like, what card do you want to give this to? He's like, Heather. I'm like, that's cute. And then he's like, who's, like, I don't know, the raddest or whatever. And it's our coworker, Tinik. He's like, me. And then they're like, who is, I don't know, there's nobody like you. That's, it's like a picture of a gnome.
Oh,
hearts
nice.
On it. He's like, I'm like, yeah.
That's
my
awesome.
Buddy. And so I'm going to put this in the background because that means a lot to me. Because me and my buddy, I can say, Jeff, are friends. He's my son.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So that was very nice. I got a little card from him. It's cute. I literally, like, he's like a son to me. Like it is, I will fight someone. So I've been looking around. There was one place, I don't think I was able to talk about this on the after show. The guy cursed like 2 or 3 times in the interview. He's like, fuck, you know, if you fuck this up, it's fine. If you fuck that up, it's all right. You know, we're all learning. Shit happens. What are you fucking gonna do? And I'm like, whoa. No. No. And I almost actually walked out mid-interview because the guy was late to
his own interview.
Yeah, he was late to his own interview and again, cursed twice. I was like, I think I'm out. Because I'm like, if you're going to curse like nonchalantly, first off, I'm a professional, but like, secondly, like, and you're fine in this moment. What are you like when you're angry? No, thank you, sir. So I declined that offer. And then I have two others. One I'm going to tomorrow at 10 o'clock. The other one is on Tuesday. These are both second round interviews. Both of the opportunities, I got good vibes from both.
Great.
And I'm being upfront with this one because it's not necessarily in the field I want, but pays pretty darn well. The other one is in the field that I want, but I don't know where that range is. And I believe it's a little bit farther away. This one is like a 15-minute drive. The other one's like a 30-40. So, yeah. So things are starting to move. Hopefully, by March, I have something. You know, something's lined up. So I'm in a positive space. Luckily, my because like you know you. And you feel this too. You're like, oh, such a goddamn strain on everybody. You know, my mom actually knocked on the door like a few nights back. She's just like, Joe, I just want you to know that I'm proud of you. And you're doing the right thing. And I'm like, oh, hot damn. All right, Miriam, that's unexpected. Like, thanks. Because I genuinely know. They see. Yeah, I want to not be a mooch, you know?
Yeah.
I'm working.
I'm just happy that I finally got unemployment.
There you go. Fuck yeah.
Because it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I finally got it, which is good. But
yeah.
It also came at the exact time where all of the bills start hitting.
That's fine.
Like, okay, cool. Just whittle down everything that I saved.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start panicking. And then it's a downward spiral.
Posters, let me do it right now. 185, correct?
That's fine. Yeah.
I'm right
also,
right
patrons, if you've got a poster, Joe has them currently. He just needs to sign them and then mail them.
Them out to you.
You didn't hear that first part. That's supposed to be a surprise. Whoops.
You're going to get a surprise for me and us.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's fantastic, man.
I'm happy that we have The Last of Us to kind of have something for me to look forward to.
I can sell you, right? I can
sell you. If you want to. You've done it previously with...
Have I done it previously?
Oh, my God. Is it Cash App? No, it's not Cash App. Yeah. Venmo. You Venmoed me money before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Venmo. Kyle
Schmidt. I know, riveting content, patrons.
No, listen. Like, I keep on forgetting. I got it bad ADHD.
Oh, it's
And I
fine.
Need to, you know, I need to do it urgent.
If it was a problem, I would have yelled at you. I get it.
No. This is urgent. Because the Patreon payment finally came in today, which we were able to pay Zach for, and then your stuff for, which is nice. Again,
are we good with Zach?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, I just had to break his shins, and I said, "Listen, don't you dare, don't you do what I say, Zach." That's what I said.
Also, patrons. Well, I'll ask Joe this right here. I don't want to say it on the main show in case he wants to think differently. Any future guests we have on the show, like Jane,
yeah.
Do you want to have patrons be the first to get questions in?
Preferably, can I say something very upfront, honest? I would like it so that is a perk. Patrons get to...
I didn't want to say it on the main show without discussing with you first.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we're discussing here. Yeah, I think I think that's a really cool bonus. For the voice actors, we got a few more lined up that are huge. We just got to nail in dates, and we got to wait for those people. It's so like, and I genuinely mean this. You want to get hyped now, Kyle?
I'm ready.
The next few weeks on the Trophy Room, I feel bad for other PlayStation podcasts that are not us. Because it's genuinely really exciting. And I think stuff that you genuinely want to listen to.
Do you want to tell people? Because people know Patreon at least one.
Not.
I'll tell the one that I put in the post for questions. We're going to sit down with the Polyarch team.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah,
at some point and discuss the development of Moss.
Yep.
Book one and book two. So that's going to be fun. And then, the other ones we'll keep secret for now. But
yeah. We got to hold them close to the chest because they could fall through. But.
Yeah.
Kyle, from a scale of 1 to 10, how big is the one guess that we have?
I don't know if I'll be able to keep it together.
Yeah.
It's a shock that during the Jane Perry interview we did today with her, that I was able to keep it together.
Yeah.
Because, like, she's incredible. She's so nice. And y'all will hear it next week, but she said something really kind at the end that threw me off.
Yeah.
Where I did not expect that kind of answer.
Yeah.
So it just made me feel so good today.
Yeah.
A day I desperately needed to have something happy go. And that was a good relief. That was a good relief.
Yeah. Because honestly, you know, when people are like, oh, devs don't really care about awards. No, they care. They care. They appreciate it.
They
1,000% do. And that interview definitely proves it. And so, you know, the next few guests that we have, you know, listen, here's what I'm shooting for this year. Ready? We're going to have Yuri Lowenthal on the show. I'm throwing it out in the ether. Okay. And that's not that's not the guest we have. This is my goal.
No, these are goals. This is the goals. Yes.
We're going
to
have
I'll throw one out. Okay. I would love to have Laura Bailey on the show.
Or
Ashley Johnson.
I think that Katie. So she's just like,
I saw it in the Discord. Yeah. I would melt. I would say nothing but, I love you. How do you do? I mean, I love you. That's pretty much all it would be. But it would be a dream. Yeah. Absolute dream.
Yuri Lowenthal, I would love to have Christopher Judge on.
Yeah.
I think we'd have a really good talk with them.
Yeah.
And none of like the
Ashley Perch.
That's the ultimate goal.
Whew.
That's the ultimate
goal. We talked to her about Mythic Quest.
Right.
Aloy. Coming up in Borderlands and being a content creator first.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that? Yeah, she was, hey, Ash, what you've been playing or what you playing or something.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
We got plans. We got plans. And I think I have a route to get to Christopher. I think I have a route. I think we could get there. Yeah. Yuri?
Playing the Kevin Bacon game, 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
But yeah, through 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon, I think I could get Christopher Judge on. I think through sheer audacity, we could get Yuri Lowenthal on the show.
I think so.
I think we could do it.
I think whenever a showcase happens and we see Spider-Man 2.
And like the promise is, I'm like, I'm not here for a gotcha question. I'm not here about Spider-Man 2 to get something out of you. I'm just here to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that role. Because you are the definitive Spider-Man. So let's fucking hear it, you know?
I would love to have, oh my God, I feel bad. Najee? Miles' actor?
Oh my God, yeah. We could get Najee.
I think it's Najee.
We could definitely get him on here. 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Najee Jeter.
You get Najee on here.
Who played Sam in The Last of Us game.
Did he also play Sam?
Yeah.
Hot fucking damn. Did not know that.
Yeah, right?
God damn. Okay. You know what it is? It's because like facial tech, because, you know, like Last of Us, they use different facial, like actors. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. So like Sam looks nothing like
Yeah. Well, he was like also Miles. A kid.
Right. I'm thinking Henry. Shit. Oh, shit. Wow, he really grew up. Holy shit, fuck. Now I gotta look. Sam. Is it the same face for the remake? Sam.
Oh, I think so.
Remake. Let's see. No. Even then.
Oh, that is so nose, cool. I never knew that.
His nose is way more pointed. I think this is it.
He also voiced Miles in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That's cool. I love that.
All right, we're going to get him on this fucking show. Let's do that. So we got Najee. We got Yuri. These are the goals this year. Mm-hmm. Right?
And then once we get these... Then I think comes like the dream guess.
Oh yeah.
Not that these aren't dream guests, right. But like, hey, Corey Barlock, would you like to come on and talk about your games?
Oh, we're going to get, listen, Corey.
Hey, Neil, can we talk to you a little bit? Nah, like, no, that's what I think about.
I mean, that's the ultimate. I think that's years out if we even can.
That's what I mean. That's you what know? I mean. Neil, I have this completely, totally not copyright infringed deck of Last of Us Part 2 cards that I have for real. Can I send them to you in the studio and have all the devs that have a card to sign them, please?
Please. 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 And then there's also like some creators that I'd like to get on the show. I know a few people have been saying Gene Park. I think our friend Captain Logan was like, hey, Gene, you want to talk about PSVR 2 on the trophy room? Like, that's nice. So there's a few people that come in mind. You know, again, I feel like, Kyle, I feel like we got too comfortable last year. I don't think we took as big as swings that I feel like we could have taken. And 2023, we're rectifying that.
Yeah.
We're taking some big fucking swings.
There we are.
And it's
because we were so energized when we had John McLaren on from Voice of Star-Lord. We're like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
We want to do more of it. And then we didn't.
Yeah. And because it's so, and it's like when you're working and all that. But right now, since there's some downtime, we could definitely work some of this in. And like, even you, like, let's just say, like, I get this job, I start tomorrow. Like, go out there, interview people. You were so good. And when people hear it, you'll like, they'll say it. You were so fucking good in the interview today.
Thank you.
And because I know you naturally are. So, like, I didn't have to come and like, talk, like strategize with you, because I just knew if there's anyone to worry about in this interview, it's my dumb mouth. Yeah. So yeah, everything worked out perfectly. Again, I can't wait for you all to listen to it, and it really is because of your generosity at patreon.com that this happens. I'm not fucking around. Everything goes back to the production of this show. Everything goes back to getting us stuff that we can use to give you guys great content. And also the last thing, if I could talk about this, Kyle, here, if I'm allowed.
Yeah.
The feedback on the logo and everything. Thank y'all. You don't know how nerve wracking that was. Cause I'm like, I love it, but are people going to love it? Are people going to hate it? And like, just to see the outpour of love for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is something else.
That's always the fear. You do something or you think it's cool,
mm-hmm.
and then everyone else tells you otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fear for sure.
Because now that we could finally say it out loud, like, Steve had to convince us to use the consoles and the controllers.
Zach.
Sorry, Zach. Why did I say Steve? Yeah, Zach. Zach had to fucking convince us.
Yeah.
Because like, I wasn't sold to me. I was like, I don't know. And at one point, I was just like, because the thing was, we wanted it identifiable with PlayStation. You couldn't miss it. Like, this is a PlayStation show. I felt like the last logo didn't do that. Or didn't do that enough. And he's just like, I got it. I'll use, like, controllers. I'll use the consoles. Those would be the trophies. I'm like, I don't know. What about making, like, a Astrobot like trophy looking thing, and he did that. And I'm like, all right, I see what you're saying. Like, this is nice. It has, you know, a bit more like us personality to it, but it's not identifiable to PlayStation. I'm like, I guess that's why you're the brand guy. I guess that's why you do it for a living. And then when I saw all of them lined up, I was like, and I am in, but I have thoughts. And we worked it through the next 2 months. And I don't know about you, but I was immediately sold once I saw all of it. Like, the finished product, I was like...
Yeah, the lineup is what got me.
Yeah, I was like, this is it. This is...
And when I saw the little things of like, he put a TR instead of the PlayStation logo on the consoles and on the oh my god, the dual sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very cool.
That was really cool. It was those little touches. So like, the new logos are just incredible. We're working on the t-shirts right now, and we're working on a little bit of a overhaul to the Patreon to make it cleaner for y'all. And hopefully y'all will get more out of it as well. So yeah, it's, we're doing a lot, man, behind the scenes. This is just a two-man organization. We're doing things. We're making yeah, things happen. I love it. All right, Kyle, I see you're sleepy. You want to go sleep? You had a long day.
It's not even just that. It's just this chair is the death of me.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, when I get up, this
my back is killing me.
Start right barking at me. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody, we love y'all. Thank y'all so much for all the support. Again, it is the reason why we look so good, sound so great, is your generosity over at Patreon. But you know that because you're here. So with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. See you next week, y'all.
Bye. Love you.